Hi, everybody. This is Helena Hart. Welcome to the Master Your Magnetism podcast, where I bring on top experts to help you create the life and relationship you've always wanted. Today, I'm so excited to be talking with Dr. Diana Kirshner again. She's a PBS love expert and psychologist. She's also the star of the Amazon Prime show, Love in 90 Days, which is based on her best-selling book, Love in 90 Days. We have a great topic for everyone today. I can't wait to dive in. Welcome and thank you for joining me.
I'm so excited to be here. This is the best topic. I see it so many times that women who really are successful, they're wondering, I mean, am I intimidating to guys? Am I?
I hear that all the time as well. Yeah. And I think there's actually a lot of misconceptions in this area. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about whether or not men are intimidated by successful women and what to do if you are intimidating men or you seem to be intimidating men with your success or your big personality or your busy schedule or anything like that. Is there anything you want to say before we dive into this topic?
Well, I'll tell you, it's very, very, very clear. This is one topic where you knowing the research actually can help you a lot. It's very clear in the research.
Oh, you have research to share. I'm excited to hear that. I actually have no idea what you're going to be sharing today. I think I'm going to actually learn a few things myself. And we're broadcasting live on Bullhorn today, by the way. So say hi in the chat. If you're joining us live, let us know if you have any questions. And you can actually call in if you'd like. We're going to go through the content at the beginning, as usual, and we'll take questions and callers at the end. If anyone has questions for us about this topic or anything else, we always love hearing from you. So before we get started, while we're waiting for some people to join us live, I know you're offering free coaching sessions to the women in my community. Is there anything you want to say about that quickly before we get started?
Well, yes, it's very exciting to be able to offer some free sessions because there are so many women dealing with this particular issue. So often what's really going on is there's like a whole circular process in your head where you're wondering what's going on. I mean, you know, I'm a doctor, I'm a nurse, I have a big personality. I'm in the entertainment world. Is that really going to make me wind up alone? Am I really intimidating? When you get a chance to process these thoughts, you begin to see what's really, really going on. And you can stop having these thoughts, kind of shooting yourself in the foot with these thoughts. You really, really can. Sometimes it's so powerful when you tell someone, you know, look, I'm a TV producer. Look, you know, I'm a CEO. Look, I'm a head of this nursing unit. And I just feel like I'm just intimidating to these guys. And you can explore that with somebody one-on-one. And these sessions are so powerful as you explore that and you can get completely on top of that and free of it. So the idea is to be able to have a session and change your life. And that's the gift we have for everybody who attends this podcast today.
Awesome. So if you're listening live, that's in the episode details right now. If you're listening to the replay of this, that will be the first link in the show notes. And in order to get the session completely free, no strings attached, just be sure to type in Helena Hart in the very last box that says, who were you referred by? There's a little form you fill out. It should take you about 30 seconds. In the last box, it says referred by. Just type in my name, Helena Hart, and that session will be totally free. I know a lot of women took advantage of that last time and absolutely loved it. So I'm so happy to be offering that.
Yes, jump on that right away because, as I say, we just have so many people who really get so much out of it. Jump on that right away. Just go to loveandninetydays.com, loveandninetydays.com, and when you fill out the form, say Helena Hart sent me, and that way you'll definitely get yours. Be first in the queue, and early bird gets the worm.
Love it. Okay, that sounds great. So I see some people joining us live now. Hi to Morgan in the chat. Let's get started. The first question I have for you is something I hear all the time. Do successful men tend to want to marry down or date down because they're intimidated by successful women or women with big personalities or busy schedules or anything like that? I'd love to hear your thoughts on that.
Well, Helena, the answer is a resounding no.
Really?
No, the research is very, very clear. There are many studies of mate selection that have been done around the world. And what they find is something called the rule of homogamy. What that means is that spouses tend to show similar educational achievements. They marry partners who are similar in attitudes, religion, and values. For example, there was a study by two researchers, Blossfeld and Tim, and they found that educational homogamy rates have increased over the last century for women in their 40s in the United States. over half married a partner with the same degree.
Yeah, actually, I'm thinking about my own marriage, and absolutely, even though we're in completely different fields, we both have graduate degrees, you know, similar levels of success when we met each other. And so that has been the case for me personally. I know I hear from a lot of women, and I talk a lot about how you attract a mirror image of your own masculine energy as women. You know, if your masculine energy is not in gear for yourself, if you're not committing to your own dreams and desires, you may attract a man who is sort of one foot in and one foot out of the relationship, or you might attract men who aren't really at a place where they want to commit. That's just one example. And I hear from a lot of women who take that in a very superficial way. And the first thing they say is, well, I don't agree that ambitious men or successful men want a successful woman. They want somebody on a different level or something like that. And so I'm really happy to hear that the research agrees with my opinion on this. Is there anything else you want to say? I would love to hear all your thoughts on this.
Absolutely. You know, here's the thing. The research, like there's been studies in Europe and Australia, they show that smart men prefer smart women and they're actually happier for it. In one study of homogamy in 14 countries, there was a strong tendency toward this matching up success to success. The thing that's really interesting is that the men who married these educated, successful women were happier in the research study. In fact, what they said is that a man's happiness level grew by 8% for each year of his wife's post-high school education. A college graduate brought her man 32% more happiness.
I've never heard that before. I mean, I just know anecdotally the single men that I know, men that I work with and friends of ours are definitely looking for women who have their career. Not that they need to make six figures or anything like that, but women who are happy, who have a passion and drive for something, who aren't just looking to a man to fill that role or be the provider for her. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but that tends to be the single men who I know are looking for someone who has that same level of drive and ambition. And it doesn't mean that you're not feminine. We'll get more into that as we get into some of these other questions. But I hear from a lot of women who either have high profile careers or they're really busy, or maybe they're in the entertainment industry. They're at the top of their field. How do you online date successfully if you're in a situation like that?
Well, you know, we've had a lot of high profile people come through our coaching practice, including a fair amount of celebrities. Reality is that you can do it. You can do actual online dating. You definitely can do it. There's some things you need to do. In other words, you want to put out photos that do not look like your celebrity persona. You don't want to look like celebrity persona. Really, generally, the celebrity personas or the professional headshots you've taken, let's say for LinkedIn, these are not the kind of photos you want to use. You want to capture yourself being alive and happy and in the moment and warm and free and looking slightly to the side, although you want to be looking straight into the camera, but turning in a different way so that you're not easily recognizable. That's very important, but it can be done. And we've done it many times with coaching women how to do that. Of course, there is that dating app Raya for celebrities, which a lot of people get interested in because there are some very attractive people on there. And this is a membership-based dating app. And it has celebs like Channing Tatum or Kiernan Shipka and Drew Barrymore. It's free to download, but you have to be recommended by somebody who's already a member. So that's another way to go. Now, if you're interested in something like that, you can check in with your network. Check in with your friends, your acquaintances, and see if any of them are already signed up through the site. If nobody is, what you can do is actually network on social media. Make a quick Twitter or Instagram post asking for a referral and see if anyone reaches out to recommend you, who's willing to recommend you, who's a member of Raya. You have any thoughts on that, Helena?
I have heard of that. I love what you said about the photos. There's a really good friend of mine who I interview all the time. He's one of the top online dating experts in the country. And he also recommends with the photos, because photos are so important. It's probably the most important thing. You have some photos that look like they came from your cell phone. They're not just like professional photos, because first of all, people might think that you're just pulling them off the internet and you're a scammer or something, right? Mm-hmm. And you also want to show yourself in your element, like like your true essence, what you like to do, not just you at work, your professional headshot and things like that. And so, yeah, I love everything you're saying. I have heard of that online dating site. I've never checked it out myself, but I have heard of it. I know a lot of people that use it. That was a great tip. Thank you so much for that. Michelle in the chat says, this is good news about the first question I asked. Successful men do tend to like successful women. I'm so happy this is resonating with everyone. What about your profile? Since we are talking about online dating, how do men know what your career is like? If you're really busy or something like that, I'd love to hear your thoughts on that.
Yes. Excellent. Excellent question. You know, in your profile, you want to start with your warm feminine qualities. This is not a job application. This is you presenting, you know, how you people can't stop laughing around you, how they instantly feel relaxed and at home with you, about all the things that people love about you as a person, not because of your work, but it's your warm, inviting qualities that they can really connect to. That is very, very, very important. And you start right at the first paragraph with that. And then when you do bring up your career, what you want to do is just describe it generally and add how you feel about it or how much you enjoy it. Okay. So let's say you work in the entertainment world. You might say, listen, I'm in entertainment and I love it. It's very general, very vague. You're not saying what you do, but you are saying how much it means to you, that it's fun. Or you might write down, I work in healthcare and it's awesome. It's so much fun what I do. So it's some positive comment. I love being of service to others. I run a nonprofit. I love being of service to others. You don't go into detail about it. We rewrite the profiles for people who are in ongoing coaching with us. And I have seen so many successful women actually write about their awards, about milestones of accomplishment in their dating profile. And they often will put a photo, a professional photo. It looks like a job application. And that's something you want to avoid. Men marry women because they feel good around them. They feel good around them. You ask men, why did you get married to your wife? They say, because I feel good around her. That's right. Very, very important. So you're starting with that feminine. You're starting with your inviting feminine qualities. And you're spending very little time on saying what you do. You're not hiding it. No, it's there, right? Mm-hmm. But not highlighted. It's just not highlighted. So
I love that we're talking about online dating here. By the way, for people who are not online dating and want to meet someone in real life, we did a whole episode on that. I will include a link to that in the show notes after the replay of this post. It was great, but we didn't talk about online dating at all in that episode. So I'm really glad to be talking about it here and getting your thoughts. I completely agree with you. And you kind of started answering my next question, which is, what about getting into your feminine energy? Is that important? And I imagine you would say, yes, I would love to hear your thoughts on that. I truly believe you can be driven and ambitious and successful and be feminine and warm and inviting and open in your relationship or when you're dating or any point in life. You can do those at the same time. It's not an either or thing, but I'd love to hear your thoughts on that.
Yeah. You know, look, here's the bottom line. We're all androgynous. We're all androgynous. We all have masculine and feminine energies. The thing that connects, that bonds to a man is that feminine. It's that great goddess feminine that's inside each and every one of you. So it's that part of you that you want to lead with in dating. And that means even though you may be the smartest person in the room most of the time, or you may be busy in your head figuring things out that are very important, you want to kind of put that on the back burner when it comes time for dating. You want to get out of your head and into your body and into sensuality and into feeling everything that's going on in the moment, feeling and being alive in the moment. That is the essence of femininity, bringing your consciousness alive in the moment. That's what is so fun, being fully present with someone being there with a guy. Every woman has that, even though they may feel like it's hard to access.
Absolutely. I completely agree. I think that men absolutely love an independent woman who's successful and ambitious. There's nothing wrong with that. I think where women could sometimes get into trouble is when they take that energy of doing things and scheduling and trying to make something happen and they turn it onto their partner or onto the date or some man that they're meeting, and they're just trying to move things forward because that energy works great in work and other areas of life, but does nothing for romance, in my experience and opinion. Would you agree?
Absolutely. You know, Alina, I talk about actually creating a little fun diamond self nickname for yourself that helps you access that feminine. So, you know, Saucy Minx, Vivacious Vixen, Beloved Mighty Isis, Goddess of Play and Light and Love, you know, whatever occurs to you, you could actually just give yourself a nickname, and it's just fabulous. It's just fabulous. And you dress the part, you go shopping and buy some clothes for the Beloved Mighty Isis. You take your photos as the Beloved Mighty Isis. It's fun. It's really, really fun. Easy to do, and it's helpful for women who are busy getting things done, who are movers or shakers, and they're getting everything done all day long. It's fun to get your little diamond self name out and play. Just play with that, play with that name, and go on dates, being in that persona. It's really, really fantastic.
I love it. I know we talked about that, and I think the very first live stream we did back in 2018 or 2019, that resonated so much with my audience. I'd love to hear from the live listeners. What is your diamond self nickname that you can give yourself? Or try on a bunch of them and see how it feels.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? I love
now
it.
Now that you know that gentlemen prefer brains, you could also put smart in there too.
Absolutely.
Smart, I think, sexy goddess.
Yeah. I think a whole healthy man prefers that, right? If you are with a man who doesn't want you to have your own life, who wants to be the center of your world and not have friends or a career outside of that, you're in danger of getting a very controlling or manipulative man.
It's so true. That is so, so true, you know. But this little technique, man, you guys run with this ball, because this little tweak of giving yourself a nickname can change everything. I'm not kidding. It really, really,
I love it.
I mean, one of our clients in our coaching program was a super successful photographer. Just, she had it all. But she was always working. I mean, she was always working, always working, always working. She didn't know how to do a profile. Of course, it's no shoes for the shoemaker, meaning that she couldn't get a good photo of herself for the profile photo. So what we did with her, which was really interesting, is her coach had her her friend, who is not a professional photographer, take 100 pictures of her. And she caught her in just this beautiful energy, this beautiful, electric, amazing energy. And I think her diamond self name was Deborah Rose, something like that. Beloved Deborah Rose. Beloved Deborah Rose. So she got some beautiful clothing that was flowing and just amazing, like this goddess outfit, but casual. It was casual, but it had this goddessy feel. She just started meeting the most incredible guys. Incredible guys. Instead of being intimidated, they were on to her. It was like catnip. When a successful man sees that you are being feminine and you've got it all because you're successful and you're smart and you've got your feminine, it's like catnip for a man. It actually drives them crazy. A successful man will want to have you, period, end of story. Don't you find that, Alina?
It's so true. I just want to note that feminine part of you, that goddess self, is already there inside of you already. So it's not like you have to pretend to be someone you're not. Like, you know, a lot of people think feminine energy means just pretending being bubbly or perky and upbeat. And that is not what it is at all. It's one of the biggest misconceptions. It's about really connecting to your true, authentic self and your emotions and expressing yourself from that place. It's in you. We all have emotions. We all have body sensations. And so it's actually about being more of who you are, not less, or not pretending to be someone else, right?
Yes, absolutely. And also a big part of that is actually accessing your inner child. You know, everybody has an inner child, and that inner child is delighted and in a state of wonder about life. Mm-hmm. And so accessing your inner child and then allowing you to play, a lot of great dating is playing. You're playing together. You're in the pool and you're throwing water at each other. You're running off to get ice cream, right? It's the inner child too. And a way you can start to access your inner child, because I know it's hard for you women who are very successful, is to begin when you are alone, asking yourself, your inner child, sweetheart, what would you like to do now? Sweetheart, what would you like now? And the inner child will tell you, oh, I want ice cream, or I want to go to the beach. Ask your inner child, talk to your inner child. A big part of great romance involves the man actually coming through and giving the woman the wonderful things she wants. Well, you need to know what the wonderful things that you want are. So that he can go and get you. Like my husband just brought me the most delicious chocolate cupcakes, I must say.
Oh, I love that.
I want these little chocolate cupcakes. I'll get them for you. And he says,
oh, that is such a great, really practical, but deep inner work tool. I love that you shared that. I've never heard you share that before, but it's really important. That's what men fall in love with. It's that inner girl, that inner self.
Yes,
and so you need to fall in love with that part of yourself first. You need to learn how to take care of yourself first.
Yes.
That's that masculine energy being reflected back to you on the outside. That's what will attract a man who wants to deeply love and adore and value you too, and who wants to take care of you in an emotional sense. That was beautiful. Oh my gosh, I am loving all this information. Would anyone like to call in? It seems like we're going to have time to take a caller or two today. I do see a question in the chat, which is really great. She says, semi off topic, what if you don't like your job or you feel unsuccessful? I do want a successful man, but I'm still trying to figure out a career for myself. I hear about that all the time. I think that's a fantastic question. It actually is on topic because I think this is all related. Do you have any thoughts on this question?
Yeah, this is a great question. You know, I think it's important then to begin to love on yourself and understand that it's your essence, it's the joy of being with you that is what is going to attract your partner. So you don't need to worry if you feel less successful. You don't need to worry about that. It's your feminine essence that's going to be attractive to him. I want you to take that in. It's very important, right? The second thing is that you can do the diamond self work for work as well, right? So it's a way of programming your identity, which is very powerful. I mean, totally powerful. So you can play with a diamond self nickname like emerging business owner, emerging entrepreneur who is following her path easily and effortlessly to great success. So you can play with that, right? And the sky's the limit, infinite possibility. So give yourself a nickname, an emergent genius of literary fiction. The sky's the limit, actually. You can play with this. This is a gift to yourself. It's not about having to do this to attract the man. I mean, I remember another case in our coaching program, and the woman was in tremendous debt. Tremendous debt. She was stressed about it. Stress. She met this super successful, wealthy guy. And he was like, oh, sweetheart, let me just pay that off for you. There are men, successful men, who love to take care of women. And he paid off her debt. And they're married now. They're very, very happily married. She did not have to become a success. She did not. She just needed to open her heart to a guy who was truly loving and a guy who was truly what she wanted. She wanted a successful man and she got it.
Oh, I'm so happy you shared that story. And thank you for sending in that question. I think that's great. So you don't have to be a successful woman in order to attract a successful man. It's not a have to. It's just, that's not going to hinder you. That's why if you already have a high profile career or a busy job or something like that, it doesn't have to hinder you. But if that's not your path, if what you want is to be a mom and raise a family and stay at home, and there's nothing wrong with that at all. You can attract the kind of man you want too. You just have to release the shame around it, I think is what I heard you say, right?
Exactly. Yes. It's our own thoughts that are judging us. You know, it's our own thoughts that can often just hurt us and hold us back. But it's nothing but a thought. It's nothing but a thought. No man would want me. I'm not a success. Or no man would want me. I'm too successful. You see, none of it makes any sense. It's just these circular thinking patterns that just catch us up so much. And we don't have to put up with that. It doesn't have to run our lives.
I agree 100%. She said, thank you so much in the chat. So I'm glad that was helpful. Yeah, I have a very close family member who doesn't work because she's a full-time caregiver for her mother. She thinks that no man would accept that situation, that no guy's going to accept her. It's just completely in her head. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, you have such a huge heart. You're such a giver. Like, you're so sweet. What guy wouldn't want to be with you? But she just has this story in her head that no guy's going to accept me because I'm not working right now. And it's just completely not true. So I love everything you're saying about that. She mm-hmm. typed in a little more. She said, that's what I want. I want to be a stay-at-home mom. I feel like these modern times make that a radical idea, but it's what I want. Yeah, I say there's nothing wrong with that
at all. I love it. Yes, right? Definitely do it. Go for it. My daughter-in-law stays at home. She has a degree in social work, but she stays at home with the children. It's a great mm-hmm. joy. And she chose a man who loves that. Loves. My son is in heaven. He's in heaven because he doesn't have to worry about the childcare or anything. And she's at home and they're having a wonderful time. Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a great goal. It's a phenomenal goal. And there's so much fulfillment.
Yeah, interesting. I have a really, really good friend. I've known her forever. We volunteered together back when we were in college. We went to grad school together. She has her doctorate in psychology, just had her third baby, and she doesn't work at all. She went to grad school because she didn't think she wanted kids. She wanted to do something different, then started having children, just wanted to stay at home and be with them all the time and raise them. Doesn't mean she won't want to go have a private practice later in life or something like that, but she absolutely loves that. So smart and completely fulfilled staying at home. And so you can have it all. You know, I'm staying at home. We don't have any help with, I have a almost 7-month-old baby and I'm keeping my career going at the same time. And it's a little bit of an adjustment schedule wise, but I don't feel like I have to give up one in order to have the other. So you get to have the exact life that you want. You don't have to compromise in any area. At least that's what I believe. What do you think about that?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. These days, you really, really, really can. You really can. You can mm-hmm. just design whatever you prefer. Design whatever you prefer. And that includes getting a wonderful guy who's just perfect. Whether you want somebody who's just very loving and caring, or whatever it is, and to whatever degree you want to work or not work or whatever you want to do, you can create it. You know, you just have to envision it and love yourself. Love yourself enough to give that to yourself and to get help where you need it, to get mentoring, to get coaching, to figure out how to get it. I'm sure you would. Helena, as well as I mean, I've had so many different coaches to help me create this life that is so mm-hmm. rich. I'm having such a great time with it. So yeah, that's it.
Absolutely. There was another question that was sent in. Would you mind if I read that real quick? I think this is a great one. It's perfect for this topic. She says, I'm in the entertainment industry, which I've been in for many years. I'm a comedian, which I've found to be quite challenging in dating. My experience is that men like to be the entertainer, and my big, natural, vibrant, confident, funny personality can be intimidating. And while enjoyable to be with, it's given me anxiety when I don't hear back. I wrote a TV series about my predicament that's being looked at producers right now. I think you'd find it hysterical and right up your alley. Now I'm dating online. How do I share my accomplishments and my current TV series endeavor, all part of a high profile business, and not feel that I overshadow men? What a great question. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this.
That's fantastic. That is absolutely fantastic. Okay, so there are men who adore a woman who is the big personality, who adore a woman who is funny. They adore it. They adore it. Then there are all kinds of men. I want you to take that in first. You must know that now. I want you to know that there's somebody who will totally appreciate you. You know how they talk about there's a lid for every pot. Well, that's your lid. So I want you to counter that thinking, that story in your head, by creating a little diamond self nickname that is probably something like entirely irresistible, beautiful, large personality goddess, who is irresistible and chosen by men. Irresistible and chosen by men. You see, we can reprogram ourselves and get out of these negative stories by being bold and what we're going to actually play with and actually rewire ourselves to think, reprogram ourselves to think the way we would prefer, to create the reality we would prefer. So I suggest that she does that, that you do that. And also, in terms of the profile and everything else, you're not going to put in anything about a series. You're just going to put in you're in the entertainment world. You're not going to give the details initially. But you're not going to hide it when you are with a guy. And there are guys who just admire and get inspired by a woman like you. They get inspired by a woman like you. That's really important to understand. It's such a big net positive for them to have a woman who comes to the table with so many assets. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's not about dimming yourself down or hiding this part of yourself. It's about trusting that there is someone that is going to absolutely love that about you and love that you shine brightly and not want to overshadow you or you're overshadowing them. It's these stories we're telling ourselves that I think keep us attracting more evidence of what we already believe. I think that's the theme of this whole episode, right?
Yes. Yes, exactly. It's your programming. It's your inner programming, your inner thoughts that actually will make you focus on negative things, will create this whole story, this whole drama of suffering. And you don't need it. You just don't need it. You can write your own story in your mind, right? And it starts with giving yourself a little nickname. That's it. Little nickname. But it has big results, big results.
So great. This is such great information for everyone. I do see that someone has called in. Do you mind if we open up this caller really quick?
Oh, that's fine.
I believe this is the person that asked the first question. So, hi, I just opened up your line.
Hi, how are you?
Great. How are you doing? Thanks for calling
Good.
In.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks for taking it. I always love catching you guys live. So, I hope that this question isn't like off topic. It's sort of about like, I feel like a lot of guys I end up seeing really want things to be like kind of tit for tat, like you do this for me, I do that for you, even if it's not super obvious. Like, okay, so I have an example. I've been on a few dates with this guy who lives like 45 minutes away. I like him. He likes me. I don't like the distance. I don't like where he lives. He doesn't really want to, like, he wants the finances to be sort of, not like even, but he definitely doesn't want to, like, pay for me, like, for everything. Mm-hmm. On our third date, I drove to him and he bought us a couple drinks, then, like, asked me if I could buy my own food. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, because I had sort of already like mentioned to him, and I thought I did it pretty well, like that my preference is like that the man pays. When I told him that, I said, you know, it's not like a hard line, but it is my preference. So he said, you know, do I have to drive like to Salinas as much as you drive here, you know? Because he came like multiple times in a week. And he's like, no, you know, I really like you. And, you know, you can drive there or I can drive to you, whatever you want. And I was like, oh, sweet. That's great. But then he's like, it doesn't really seem like he means that, because the next day he literally asked me to drive there. Now he's come here twice in a row and it is my turn to go there, which will be like the fifth date. And I don't know, like, I just feel like it's, well, okay. He also doesn't really make like that much money. So in that circumstance, I feel like what I want is for him to pay for me for everything and to come here a lot more and not really expect me to go there that much. But I don't really know if that's fair. You know, I could see that feeling lonely for him. And, you know, maybe it'd be different with the money thing if he did make a lot of money, but he doesn't. So I'm just kind of unsure about this whole sort of situation.
Yeah, this is excellent. This is excellent. This is a wonderful situation in terms of discussion. So with this guy, I think he needs some straight talk where you say to him, look, I'm a traditional gal and I need to be romanced. Once you romance me and once you really win me, then, I mean, what I can provide is amazing for a relationship. But he's got to win you. He's got to woo you, kind of thing, right? So that's straight talk. Number two, I always talk about dating three people at once. So you want to keep him on the back burner since he's showing some, these are a few flags. I don't like this idea that too much of a tit for tat thing, because I like the guy to be crazy about you, absolutely crazy about you. So I would want you to be dating three guys, keep this guy on the dance card and see who else is around, right? See who else is going to manifest and how they compare to this guy. Also, I'd like you to create a mini nickname that has the phrase, I deserve to be romanced or given to unconditionally in a way that fills my heart, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's interesting with this guy. I mean, he might rise to the occasion. If you give him straight talk where you say, look, I need to be romanced and won over. And once I am, I'm a big tit for tat person. Helena, did you have a comment on this?
Yeah, I love everything you said. I think just practicing being open, really straightforward about what it is you want. And it also to me seems like a little bit like you're just trying to make something work that isn't quite fitting. If at this stage, you said you've been on three dates, something like that?
Yeah, like four.
Yeah, it just shouldn't be this difficult at the beginning, well, in my opinion.
So I guess like nothing else really feels like difficult with him. Like, it feels really easy to be around him. And I feel like he's a pretty good guy in terms of, like, guys gravitate towards me. And, you know, the amount of, like, interest that I have in him is more than I've had in anyone else for, like, at least 6 months.
Mm.
So it makes me think, like, are these things big enough to, like, I don't know if it would be a deal breaker, but
yeah.
Like I'm not really sure how I should be thinking about these kinds of things.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say what you shared, that tip of just being really straightforward, expressing your thoughts or feelings or boundaries around that will give you a lot of information. His response to that will give you a lot of information about whether or not he's up for that. But yeah, please give some more advice. I think this is so great.
Well, the thing is, it's you're never going to meet somebody who's perfect. The only question is, are you meeting someone who is willing to grow? If they're yeah. willing to grow. Now, what does that mean? That means that if you tell them what you need, they rise to the occasion and do it, even though they may have some ambivalence about it, right? So the beauty of the straight talk is that you're going to tell them how to win you. You're going to tell, I need to be romanced. I need to be pursued. I need to be given to. Once we're together and I'm one, you know, I'm ready to play a tit for tat kind of situation, but I need right now to be pursued. And I'm having the best time with you, and I'd love it if you did it, right? Because I think we have a very, very special connection. It feels like we're so relaxed, we're so connected, it's fantastic. So I want you to understand you're into something good, and I want you to pursue it. So this way we see whether he's willing to grow. This is something important to learn, whether this person will respond when you tell him you need something. Because 10 years down the pike, if you're with this man, you want to be able to tell him what you need and you want him to respond.
Mm-hmm.
You want him to be willing to grow.
Well, I feel like I kind of already did tell him.
Mm-hmm.
And I also am super wary of, like, in a lot of my past, like, situationships, I've tried to really communicate, but I feel like it ends up like it's too soon to do that or something. Like, maybe I should just be observing, like, how this guy is showing up instead of trying to, like, change how he's showing up.
Well, 5 dates is a lot of observing. I think you're past the observing. 5 dates, we don't want you to waste time, right? And as I said, what we want is an insurance policy, which means you have 3 guys that you're seeing. So that way, if one falls away, you're not devastated. I would add a couple of other guys that, you know, to see. What's your feel about it, Helena?
Yeah, I think if you're not exclusive and this is not going in a direction that feels like the perfect fit, keeping your options open. I mean, you could meet another guy tomorrow who's absolutely perfect, where this would never even come up. When
yes.
things are functioning the way it's supposed to, you're happy to give back. I am thrilled to give back in my relationship. And I was right from the beginning because his energy was coming towards me consistently. He was a gentleman. He did pay for our dates. He did drive to see me, even though we lived an hour or so away. And so I was happy to drive up to see him every once in a while during the week. And it just functioned very, very easily. It wasn't this, like, I feel weird about doing this, but I'm going to do it anyway kind of thing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I want for everyone. And so I think expressing yourself around that is great. And it sounds like you've already done that. And so I think what he does after that, like I said, his response to you expressing what it is you would want or need is going to give you a ton of information about whether he's available for that, whether he can actually do it.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to say that it's very good. Your progress is very good. That this is good that you're with this guy. You're comfortable. It's happening, you know, and it's wonderful. That says something about your readiness. So I wouldn't be surprised if the next guy or two is the one.
Mm-hmm. That would be so amazing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. I love it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for calling in. I'll go ahead and close you up now. That was such a great question. I didn't even think to include that, but I hear about that all the time, all the time. Men want you to split the bill on dates and things like that. Do you have any other thoughts on that? Because I know I just hear from women who are experiencing that all over the place.
Well, you know, my three criteria for choosing a guy to date is one, is he crazy about you? Two, is he willing to grow? And three, is he meeting the soulmate basics? Now, a person who is crazy about you and willing to grow will not be niggly about splitting and this and that. He's going to win you. A successful guy like that is going to want to win you and have a pleasure, the pleasure of providing for you. You want to see that happening. That is very, very important. It's the dance. It's the masculine feminine dance. It is something that really augments the romance.
I completely agree. And I do see that someone else has called in. We have about 10 minutes left if you're up to take another caller. Does that sound good?
Sure. Okay.
Okay, great. Hi, I just opened you up.
Hi, Helena. This is Danielle. I've called before.
Awesome. Thanks for calling in again.
Yeah. So I have this burning question about this past situation I was in. I feel like I kind of know the answer already, but I just want to better myself for like the next situation if this does happen. So like in the past, like I would talk to guys and they wouldn't be so consistent with like texting and stuff like that. So this new situation is kind of niche because I'm vegan and it's hard to find vegan men. Uh-huh. And so I matched with a guy. He was tall. I'm a tall girl and he like fit all these like these things that I wanted. He was attractive. And he was also vegan. And like, so he like wrote me and he was like really like coming on strong from the beginning, like telling me how beautiful I was, like consistent. It was very consistent with texting. And it was different than what I was used to. So I was just like, wow, like, whoa, like this could be it. Like I've been dating a lot, hasn't been successful, and I'm like totally ready. Cause like, I know you, I watch your videos all the time. It's like, I've been practicing like feminine energy and like just using all of the tactics, being in my body and like focusing on like my masculine energy, like with work and like things like really like fully putting into myself. Like I'm in school and all that stuff too. So I thought like, I just had this thought, like my brain just went flying with, you know, this could be the one. I was like all excited, but he was like texting me consistently and was like, yeah, like I'm looking for my wife. And I'm like, whoa, like, you know, I'm looking for my person. And so it was just like really exciting. He would tell me like, you know, I was praying for my vegan bae, like stuff like that. And so like we were talking consistently and I guess he had a friend because he's from Minnesota coming out. And so he was like, he's a physical like worker. He owns like construction companies. And so he like physically works. And so I know you always say guys will break down walls for women that like they really care about. And I know I didn't want to make like an excuse and I think I may have, but I'm not sure. It's because like he was supposed to see me after work one day when he was working really hard because he was taking like the next 2 days off. So on Wednesday, so Thursday and Friday, because his friend was coming. So he's working longer hours and he was supposed to see me. And then like last second, he was like, you know, like I'm exhausted. Can I cuss? I'm not going to cuss. He was like, I feel like crap. I look like crap. Like I want to see you. Hopefully this doesn't ruin anything. And I'm like, you know, I get it. But then I was like super bummed about it. And then I was like, so what are we going to do? Like, because he does live like an hour away from me. Like I live in Oceanside. He lives in like Huntington Beach. So he was like supposed to drive to me. And I was like, I get it, you know? But then I asked him, I was like, is like the drive too far, you know, because I was bummed about it. I got that he was tired and everything. But he was like, no, like, I'm really into you. So like, he would call me consistently, text me all day long. It was like really rare, different than anybody else. And he would call me like beautiful. And I was just like eating that up because that's totally like my love language. It's really embarrassing. So he was like, he just knew what he was doing. Just my question was, because I saw him on Hinge and I thought like we had something special, and I saw him update his profile. And so I kind of got bummed. I got really bummed out. And I was just like, I freaked out on him. And then that was it. Because I was like, yeah, this isn't going to work. It feels like I'm being strung along.
Great question.
Let me ask you a question. I mean, how many dates did you have with him?
I've only had one date with him.
Oh. I was just going to say, my initial thoughts are texting every day. It means absolutely nothing. What a guy says means absolutely nothing unless he is making plans to see you in person, coming to see you consistently, escalating his efforts. To me, it sounds like you kind of built something up in your mind. Not that it's your fault. He was communicating with you, but what a guy says and how often he texts you means zero if he's not following that up with actions. But yes, I'd love to hear all your thoughts on this one, because I think this is a really common situation.
Yes, thank God. All I can say is thank God that one's over. You know, texting is easy, and it's easy with a texting relationship to get into a fantasy. The fantasy is perfect, blah, 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 blah. And you both get into a fantasy. But then reality hits. And so we see reality here. So you dodged a bullet, right? You really dodged a bullet with this guy. The takeaway from here is to make sure you progress rapidly. If you meet somebody of high interest, make sure you don't just hang out as text buddies. Make sure you progress to having dates, seeing each other, that kind of thing regularly, right? Because that's how you find out, you know, whether the guy's really into you. And that's really how you find out whether or not you two really are a match. The takeaway I would take from this situation is, yay, there are men who are exactly the kind I need. They're vegans, they're tall, they're amazing. And I'm going to get one of them. I'm going to get one of them, right?
Right.
Yeah, the last success that I recently had was a woman who met a great guy on Spiritual Singles, also vegan. And their first date came over with vegetables. He brought vegetables. And, you know, so.
It's so funny.
But yeah, you're doing it. And just fantastic. There are guys who are going to really be totally right for you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't beat yourself up about this. You didn't do anything wrong. Someone in the chat says, been there, girl. Yeah, we've all been there. There's no judgment here. We've all gotten in our heads and built a fantasy around someone that we've only seen once, even though it's been months. You just need to drop that guy and move on. You did nothing wrong. You're doing everything right. Don't beat yourself up. So I hope that was helpful.
Everything right. Everything right.
Yeah.
Thank you, ladies. I just really needed this to move on because I was like ruminating. It's like,
oh, you're so welcome.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, that's what we all do. We all tend to do that.
Yes. I'll go ahead and close your line up. Thank you so much for calling in. You're very welcome. Yeah. Another thing I hear all the time. I just want to reiterate to everyone, a man's words mean absolutely nothing. How often he texts you means absolutely nothing. If he is not showing up in real life, moving things forward. A guy can just be the man over text and over messaging online. But if he's, you know, updating his profile, I had to laugh when I heard you chuckling about that, right? It's been months. You've only seen him once. You've only seen him a couple times. Mm-hmm. He's just not right. You don't want to get stuck on his qualities. Like, well, he's vegan and he's tall. I finally met a guy who's successful or spiritual, but he's not showing up for you consistently. That's the number one thing you want to be looking for, that he's showing up consistently. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. That's it. Absolutely. Shall we talk about our free gift?
Absolutely. I was just going to ask you about that. You read my mind. Yeah. So that is in the episode details right now. If you're listening live with us, if you're listening to the replay, again, that's the first link in the show notes. Please tell everyone how they can get a free coaching session.
Yes. Well, I tell you, we have this team of 8 coaches who are out of this world. They're so brilliant and they can help you with whether you feel intimidating to guys or you feel like you're not successful enough, whatever story's happening, or you're stuck with someone who's just texting, you can break through. You can break through in a wonderful one-on-one coaching session that will blow your mind. It will absolutely blow your mind. So definitely take advantage of this. You can go to loveandninetydays.com, loveandninetydays.com. Click on the coaching tab. But here's the important part. When you fill out the form, you have to just say Helena Hart sent me or Helena sent me. And that way I can guarantee that you get your coaching session, because we often have times when we have too many referrals and we have to turn people away. But you will definitely get the VIP treatment and get your coaching session if you put in Helena sent me. There's also the link down below, and you will be mind blown. I know you will love the experience, and it really can change everything. It's changed everything for so many women. I can't even tell you.
Amazing. Yeah, I know. I think your coaches have helped over 60,000 women over the years, something like that, right?
Yes. Yeah, over 60. It's actually a conservative estimate.
Wow. Yeah. And so totally free. I checked out the form myself. It should take you 30 seconds or less to fill out. You just, it's like your name and your email. Someone will get in touch with you and just let them know Helena Hart referred me in that last box, and the session will be totally free. And that's helped so many women in my community already. I'm also going to include links to our last couple episodes on where to meet high quality men if you're looking to meet men in real life. And we did another one on three ways you're unconsciously sabotaging your love life. That was amazing. So I will include those as well, because everyone has loved those episodes. This was so great. Is there anything else you want to say before we close out today?
Well, I want to say that you can create the love that is really calling to you. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. No matter what has happened, no matter how bad it's been, how lonely you've been, how you've been betrayed, hurt, you can have this love that is calling to you. It's there and you can go get it. So that's it.
It's so true. And the life you want too, right? Whether you want to have a high-powered career and have children, whether you want to be a stay-at-home mom and raise kids, whether you just want the career, you can have anything you want. You can travel the world. You can have your own business. And I've really found some of these tools really help you attract what you want in all areas of life when you believe what you want is possible. I just love seeing the women in my community just get everything they want in all areas of life. So I also wanted to mention, yeah, absolutely. If you're listening to the replay of this and you want to join me for my live broadcasts, it's completely free and so much fun. You can call in like some ladies did today or type your questions into the chat. Just download the Bullhorn Podcast app. I'll include information on how to do that in the show notes as well. I go live every other Friday at 2 o'clock p.m. Pacific time, 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. Would love to have you join my community over there. I feel like this is just my inner circle. I love the women in my community. This was so much fun. Thank you so much again. I love everything you shared. I really hope we can do another episode soon. If you're tired of struggling in your love life and you want a proven system to get into and maintain a relationship where you're consistently loved, valued, and cherished, go to forever1234.com. Again, that's forever1234.com.